The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 126, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to learn the 10th step in mastering basic multiplication facts using games. Now let's get started.
If your child is in third or fourth grade, you've probably heard your child talk about multiplication and the importance of learning the basic multiplication facts. Some children love to learn these facts, and others struggle and tend to give up claiming that they hate math.
As parents, teachers, or grandparents, you just want to help ease the frustration and to somehow make the math learning fun. That is exactly why we created this framework for 10 steps to mastering basic multiplication facts using games.
Today we're going to talk about the 10th or final step in mastering basic multiplication facts using games. The goal for step 10 is to multiply any one-digit number by 7. The game we chose for this step is called the memory game, and we've provided a link to cards that you can print off to play this game. If you don't have a printer, no worries, just make your own cards.
We chose cards for this game from the popular U-Cubed Math website run by Joe Bowler from Stanford University. What I love about these cards is that they not only have numerical expressions, such as 4 times 8 on them, but also a wide variety of visual representations of the multiplication facts. Some cards use 10 frames, others use dice, or even area models. All of these visuals will help your child see and understand multiplication.
To play the game, you lay out the cards face down in 7 rows with 6 cards in each row. Next, players take turns selecting 2 cards at a time. If both cards represent the same amount, the player keeps both cards. If the cards don't represent the same amount, the player turns the card back over. Like Jan mentioned, the cards may include numbers, equations, or pictures. The player with the most cards at the end of the game wins.
Actually, by the time your child gets to step 10, the only math fact left to learn is 7 times 7 equals 49. All of the other math facts that include 7 are mastered in earlier steps. This memory game is a great way to review all the math facts using the visual cards. Our framework for the 10 steps to mastering basic multiplication facts using games also comes with a goal sheet where your child can check off each step as it is mastered.
That's so cool, Jan. I love that. So you might be wondering how long it will take your child to master each step. That depends on your child. We recommend playing these games about 10 minutes a day. And when you think your child has mastered the multiplication facts in that step, it's time to move on to the next step. Your child might spend 1 day, 1 week, or 1 month on a step. The time doesn't matter, and the goal sheet will help keep your child on track until they finish all 10 steps.
Okay, I think it's time for a recap of all 10 steps. Are you ready? Take it away, Colleen.
All right, Jan, here we go. All right, the goal for step 1 is to multiply any one-digit number by 0 and 1, and the game we recommended for this goal is called Ace in the Middle and uses regular playing cards.
The goal for step 2 is to multiply any one-digit number by 10, and the game we recommended for this goal is called 10 Frame and is played with paper and pencil and pennies. This game will provide a visual model for your child to understand how multiplying by 10 looks.
The goal for step 3 is to multiply any one-digit number by 5, and we recommended the online game called Trio. We provide a link to the online game, which includes computer skills your child will need in online testing situations.
The goal for step 4 is to multiply any one-digit number by 4, and the game we recommend is called On the Double and requires paper and pencil along with coins.
The goal for step 5 is to multiply any one-digit number by 4. We recommend the game Double Double, played with 6 dice.
The goal for step 6 is to multiply any one-digit number by 8, and we recommend playing a card game called Switch to master this goal.
The goal for step 7 is to multiply any one-digit number by 3, and the game we recommend is a dice game called 3 in a Row.
The goal for step 8 is to multiply any one-digit number by 6, and the game we recommend is called Color Me 6.
The goal for step 9 is to multiply any one-digit number by 9, and the game we recommend is a favorite and called the Product Game. It is called the Product Game because the answer to any multiplication problem is called the product.
Which brings us to our final step, step 10, which we talked about today. The goal for step 10 is to multiply any one-digit number by 7. The game we chose for this step is called the Memory Game, and we have provided a link to cards that you can either print off or make your own to play this game.
If you'd like to learn more about each step, go back and listen to episodes 117 to 125. If you'd like a copy of the Product Game cards, along with the other 9 games for 10 steps to mastering multiplication facts using games, head over to our website at www.10minutemath.com. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.